Welcome to Growing in the Gospel with Father Zach Weber. It is Pentecost Sunday. Welcome to Growing in the Gospel. This is Father Zach, and we are celebrating Pentecost Sunday. And our gospel this week comes from John 20, 19 through 23. And a few things I just want to encourage you to look at with this particular gospel, because your parish may have a different gospel, which is John 15, 26 through 27 and 16, 12 through 15. But I am going to read from John 20, 19 through 23, but just want you to focus on the words, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. And we have to ask to be filled with that Holy Spirit, and often I find people have never really asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or they're just full of so much other stuff, and they never empty themselves and make a gift of themselves, as John Paul II calls us to do, as we are fully shown that with Jesus giving himself up for us on the cross, so he could give us the Advocate, give us the Holy Spirit, give us a Sanctifier. So as always, I just encourage you to call upon the Holy Spirit, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, pull up some friends, pull up some chairs, and have a discussion about the Holy Spirit. See what stands out to you in this particular gospel. I read the same gospel on Easter Sunday, but in light of the readings, I think it makes complete sense to read it again. So our gospel begins with, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." This is one of my favorite gospels, but I want to focus on a few words. It does say, on the evening of that day, and that day would be Easter Sunday, and Jesus comes and stands in their midst, but they're in fear, and it's a proof that fear, an unhealthy fear, is not a sign of God. And when we look at this particular gospel, it says he showed them his hands and his side, and that's the point, is that Jesus is raised not simply with a body, but with the same body that was crucified and died only days earlier. And then he carries these marks of his earthly sacrifice with him, even when he ascends into heaven, as we heard last week. You can find that in Revelation 5, 6. But he speaks to them and he says, "Peace be with you," which would be shalom in the Hebrew. But then he breathes on them. And this is the anticipation. This is the coming of the Spirit on Pentecost, which will take place 50 days later, which is 50 days after Easter Sunday. And here we see that the risen humanity of Jesus has become a sacrament of the divine Spirit. Now, John, in this particular gospel, uses an expression that occurs in significant context in the Greek Old Testament. So when you look at Genesis 2, 7, when you hear about the Lord breathing life into Adam, or in 1 Kings 17, 21, where the Greek version specifies that Elijah resuscitated a boy with his breath, and in Ezekiel 37, 9, where God raises an army of corpses to new life by the breath of the Spirit, this is the same Spirit that Jesus is giving the apostles. Giving in the first sacrament he gives his church is a sacrament of confession, to forgive sins, so we may know that our sins are forgiven. And the gift of the Holy Spirit being knowledge, and the gift of the Holy Spirit being understanding, so we can really know that we are forgiven. And Jesus' ministry of mercy and reconciliation continues through the apostles. And he gives them the power, and the word power on purpose, he gives them the power to forgive and retain sins in the name of Jesus. And it's is elsewhere described as the authority to bind and loose in the Synoptic Gospels. And he calls upon his disciples to receive the Holy Spirit. And I just want you to ask yourself, have I ever truly asked to receive the Holy Spirit? have ever asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit completely, every day, surrendered every day? And if not, why? What's holding you back from being filled with that same Holy Spirit that was given to the apostles? Because the Lord doesn't want you to live in fear. He wants you to live in freedom, true freedom. He wants you to know how much he loves you and to give you the Holy Spirit to share that love. But if we're living in fear, we're thinking too much about ourselves. We should be able to go to anybody and tell them. So I'm going to close with a prayer from Cardinal Mercier. And I just encourage you to listen to it, to pray it, to share it with others, and pray it every day. What do you have to lose? Nothing. The prayer to the Holy Spirit goes like this. O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me. Guide me. Strengthen me. Console me. Tell me what I should do. Give me your orders. I promise to submit myself to all that you desire of me and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Let me know only your will. Amen. That prayer is by Cardinal Mercier. You can look it up online. And I'll close with a song called Joshua off of Luke Spihar's newest album, The Pilgrim. And I just encourage you to be strong and courageous. You're going to hear that often in this song. But may this song be your battle cry to call upon the Holy Spirit and to receive the Holy Spirit and to allow the Holy Spirit to give you the power to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ loves us, that he died for you. We should all be able to have a back pocket story of how we encounter Jesus. And if we don't, now is the time. And may Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
When the sun comes up and the road lay before me, but instead of hope I feel the fear of the unknown. When my doubts feel as tall as the walls of Jericho, I hear your words calling out, you say to be strong and courageous. Fear not the lions or the giants of the land. Day when my hands are so weary, when my back is bent beneath a heavy load, when the evil one tries to steal my joy away, I hear your words calling out, you say to be strong. The giants of the land. Yes, be strong and courageous, for I will be So lead me, Lord. I hear your words calling out, you say, to be strong.